So far, you've heard me refer to both the embryo and the fetus, and these are the next two stages of development. So I want to define these. During the first 8 weeks after gastrulation, we call what's developing the embryo. And what's going on with the embryo is something called organogenesis, the production of organs. And so the embryo, from the time of gastrulation until the 8th week of pregnancy, is going to be forming all of the major organ systems of the body. So it's going to form these organ systems kind of in miniature. So the embryo is actually quite small. It's like making a tiny, tiny little human. And the organ systems will be formed. They will not be completely mature by the end of these 8 weeks. And once the 8 weeks are over with, then the next stage is called, starting from week 9 until birth, then we go through what's called the fetal stage, or the fetus. And during the fetus stage, which is mostly during the second and third trimesters, the organs are going to grow and mature, and fat is deposited around the body. The brain continues to grow and develop, and in fact, the brain continues to grow and develop even after birth. If you think about the cerebellum of a baby, it's not developed yet, which is why they can't walk or direct where their hands are going. They sort of wave their hands in the air and so on. So there are a variety of milestones during the fetal development as different organ systems begin to mature. Generally, by the last trimester, the organ systems can perform their normal functions. Some exceptions, of course, are the respiratory system, which is one of the last to develop, along with the nervous system. The respiratory system, the issue there is that the surfactant that lines the alveoli has not been produced until fairly late in development, and that's one of the reasons that premature babies can have some problems if they don't have enough surfactant produced. Again, I want to point out that the brain is continuing to develop during the last trimester, and that fat is very important for the brain to develop because it is in the process of putting myelin on the nerves and making a quicker connection between the nerve, one nerve to another.